One of the questions I get from my conscious couples, my high performing clients, is around, okay, I love my partner, and sometimes they drive me nuts. How do I navigate it when my partner is irritating me, when they're getting on my nerves? I love them. I want the best for them. I want the best for our relationship. So how do I navigate this? Well, this is important because relationship challenges are consistently one of the top challenges that high-performing, successful people come to me for help with. And this is huge because these are successful individuals. And the truth is, if you don't feel fulfilled in your relationships, you can't be truly happy or experience living your most extraordinary life. It impacts other areas of your life. And I'm sure you've experienced this for yourself when you and your partner, or if you're not currently with someone, insert somebody who is close to you. When you are on the same page, when you have, when they're not driving you nuts, it impacts you differently opposed to when the energy seems a little bit off or when you can feel the tension between you two. So you know how it impacts you. So the question is, what do you do when they are irritating you? Well, one of the most important things that you can do is you can use this. There's always lessons. There's always clues around this. And probably the biggest thing you can do, and it doesn't have to just be for a partner. If anybody is frustrating you, they're irritating you, they're getting on your nerves, use the Extreme Freedom Process. So this is a tool created by one of my mentors, Lee Janelle. And I use it, and I recommend it for my clients as well. So in this particular example, the problem is I am irritated by my, and then insert whoever it is. So it could be coworker, could be spouse. In this relationship, or in this example, it's going to be spouse. So the first question to ask, and I would write this down. You can talk it out to yourself out loud, but I would use this and actually write it out. So the first thing is, what is their problem? And don't be all spiritual here. Just write down, why are they pissing you off? What is it that they're doing that is bugging you? The second thing to do is then write down, in an ideal world, what's the advice you'd give them? So what is that advice? The third thing to do, and this is the important part, this is where we're going to actually start to change the dynamic here, is where in your life, so think of all the areas of your life, could be career, finances, social, your environment, spiritual, mental, and ask yourself, where am I doing the same thing? Because it might not be in the same area of your life. So your spouse or your partner, they might be, maybe they're not communicating with you. And maybe that's what's frustrating you. So where are you not communicating? Who are you not communicating to? And you can even break that down even further as to what is it, the actual trait or the example. And it could be even with yourself. Maybe you're not communicating with yourself. Maybe you're not listening to yourself. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's in terms of a family member. But I can guarantee if you humble yourself enough to look and keep looking until you discover where you are currently doing that exact same thing, but maybe in a different area of life, then go to number four, which is where, what's the advice you give yourself based on the same advice that you'd give your partner or whoever you're doing this exercise on? What's the advice you give them? And what's that advice you'd actually give to yourself based on this? And the key is to get into action, because the reason your partner is irritating you or annoying you is because you aren't actually doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You have a block around it and resistance around it. So by you taking action and working on your number four, so not trying to change them, but you're working on your number four, one of three things will happen. Either you will naturally change them, so they'll start to have a shift. They will not bug you anymore, so they might still do it, but you actually won't have a charge against it. The reason you have a charge is because you're not doing what it is. And the third option is for your spouse, it's or partner's mostly not a great example, but somebody else, they'd disappear. They'd stop doing it. So that's how you can go from being irritated with somebody, so your partner or something, a situation, to taking ownership of your life. So get into action on your number four. the reason why you're kind of getting stuck there and kind of the problem with that is that you most likely have a subconscious block holding you back from doing it. That's why you're having some resistance and not doing it. So when I work with my clients, I recommend them do this exercise. I say, bring to me your number four. Let me know what that is, and I'll actually help you remove that on a cellular level. Basically, I'll put them through a mind-body technique exercise to help them remove it. So it's no longer pushing their buttons, and they're able to move forward with their action steps more effortlessly. So again, going back to relationships, just know that the aim of a relationship is not just to like cater to your needs. There's going to be support and challenge in a relationship, which is great because it's helping you to grow. Do your inner work when your partner or somebody else is frustrating you, because that's a key that you're not doing something. So focus on that and you'll be able to see the shift in the relationship dynamic. In the meantime, I recommend checking out, I have a love mastery program. It's on my website under workshops for love mastery. I have one coming up. We dive into this more, so I would just recommend checking it out and let me know if you have any questions.